Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
We are here. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Up first. When I met him, he was a local TV producer that I was matched with in Austin, Texas. And heck, we didn't even have to swipe right. Look where we are now.
Wow.
Matched up. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
Guys, I want to give you an update real quick on all this laundry system that I did in my house. It's working fantastic.
What's the system?
The system is to give all my kids their own basket. They fill their dirty clothes. I do the laundry, but as soon as it's done, I dump it back in the room and they fold it. It's been, what, a month?
Do they fold it?
They fold it nice and neat. They hang it up on their hangers. Everyone but the baby.
Well, baby's got to get in line then.
Yeah. Huh? He's only three. He'll get there.
All right, good to know. Next up, when I met him, he was working as a delivery driver for Jason's Deli. He had worked his way, as he says, all the way up to delivery boy number one.
Not number two.
He was close. Here he is, Lunchbox.
Woo! Guys, the other day I was walking the dog early in the morning and I had no idea this job still existed. Did you know they still deliver newspapers in the car? Someone drives by me, throwing newspapers out, and I was like, wow, people still get the newspaper delivered to their house. Amazing.
Yeah, they still do that.
Shocking.
Yeah.
So you didn't know the newspapers were still coming to houses?
I had no idea. I thought everybody did it online. I didn't know newspaper delivery person was still living. My mom used to do it, and so it brought back a lot of memories, and I was just like, good. I'm glad that guy's still out there delivering newspapers.
Nice. When I first met her, she was selling granite for a rock wholesaler. Still not sure what that means. Here she is, Amy!
Yeah. Okay, so I've been doing my Four Things podcast for years now, but I've never done it live before. And we announced that I'm doing my first live show in Wichita. And so I would appreciate if the veteran in this category, which is Bobby, I feel like you've done tons of live things, would offer me advice.
You just got to do it and mess up a lot. That's not the advice you want to hear, but you just got to do it. It'll be awesome. If you're in Wichita, you should go to this. Amy, the tickets go on sale Friday, right?
Friday at 10 a.m.
My only advice is go do it, and then when everything goes wrong, because some stuff will go wrong, just be like, all right, well, the next time will be even better. Because you got to... Eddie and I played restaurants for 50 people. Fire alarms are going off.
Oh,
sandwiches
man.
Were being delivered while we were playing.
Equipment didn't work.
Everything goes wrong. But that's how you get better. You do it wrong and you learn. And finally, we got a voicemail here to set me up.
I have an intro for Bobby. Standing in at 6'1" tall, the sugar craving, his band is raging from Mountain Pine, Arkansas, Bobby Bo.
There we go. Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Nick in Wisconsin. That was awesome. Snake in the Grass is over. It's over. It's over. The final episode was on Monday. I don't know if we're going to do another season. We'll just wait and see. I don't know. Yeah, I've mentioned before, they spent a whole bunch of money on that show, not knowing that they were going to put it on USA Network. The show did wonderfully, and I'm very proud of it. Don't know if they can justify spending that money again if they put it back on USA, but I don't know anything. Hopefully, I'll find out when it comes to Peacock, and you can watch every episode on Peacock. But Snake in the Grass is now over. It was 8 episodes, and it was amazing. So thank you for the support. Yes.
How long until we find out if there's season 2?
I don't know.
Is there anyone we can call to help them?
I've already called.
Okay. Oh.
I have no idea. I'm just like, do we know anything?
Do we just call USA Network?
Do they have a number?
What about write letters?
Do we just call 1-800-USA?
It'll be in the paper, Lunchbox. So, yeah, order one to your house. Maybe you'll see it first.
All right.
All right, that's how we do it. We started the show. Hope you guys are good. Let's get going here. It's time for the mailbag. Let's go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Oh, oh, oh. Bobby Bones. My 6-year-old was being bullied in her new gymnastics class about her having a little belly. When my wife picked her up, she was in tears and she was so upset. Of course, rage overtook me, but I did not let her see it. It's the first time she's been picked on about anything, and she just can't understand why someone would say such mean things. How do you recommend handling this? My wife has a 3-strike rule and then pulls her out if the instructor's disciplinary actions don't fit. Well, my advice is to punch her in the mouth next time.
Oh.
Nip the bullying in the bud. My wife doesn't like the idea. I've been teaching her self-defense and boxing, so she has the skills to take up for herself, but she is too kind-hearted, it seems. Any advice? Thanks. Father of a bullied 6-year-old. You're going to deal with this her whole life. Even the coolest kids, and I say coolest with finger quotes because even the coolest kids get bullied at different stages. I was never a cool kid. I got bullied my entire life. Self-defense is that. It's to defend yourself physically if someone else is coming at you, trying to hurt you physically. So she doesn't need to use the punching, the boxing.
No.
If somebody hits her and she feels like she can't stop it, then she should use self-defense, but not in this situation. I think it's the education process of knowing why bullies bully. It sucks. I'm not going to act like it's fun, it's easy, but she's going to deal with this forever, and you're going to give her a Band-Aid for a situation that needs like long-term health. So people pick on you and bully you because they themselves feel insecure about something. That's the root of everything. If anything, it's to try to teach her that she should feel sorry for them. The bullies are losers. But that's how I'd say it at first. But then you go, you know what? They're not losers. They're just sad people. And so she should feel sorry for them, and you should teach her to hopefully be, and it's tough, either be extra nice back or just don't do anything at all. But not don't be mean. Don't confront. Again, if she's ever threatened physically, then you have to do what you have to do. You can tell the teacher, but I don't think you take her out for 3 strikes. I think now you start arming her with the tools for what's going to happen the rest of her life. And at 6, I'm sure it hurts, but it's probably the best time to start because you can't shield them from this forever. That's my advice. Educate her on why bullies bully and tell her how awesome she is. Amy?
I just had this exact conversation with my son because he was in a situation where he was definitely bullied, and I know the kid and I know what he's going through. And so I just had an honest conversation with my son about how that kid is hurting. And my son immediately had compassion, and I could see him say, oh man, I do feel bad for him. And it's not that my son should have to endure that. I also talked to the parent. I went to the mom and we had a discussion, and I have compassion for the parents and what they're dealing with. So, because that could easily be my son that turns around and does it to somebody else. And so it's just learning to work together.
And it probably will be at some point.
Yes.
It's just going to happen to your daughter, sir. I don't like to have to say that, but no. It is. And it's not teaching her how to get away from it. It's teaching her how, when adversity hits, how to actually address it. Because it's going to come in many forms through her life. It stinks. And I mean, I got physically beat up a bunch as a kid too. But then what I did is I started doing people's homework, and I would take that money sometimes and I would pay people to go and beat them up, the other
Smart.
Person up. So I didn't know self-defense, but what I knew was how to do homework and get a dollar a page.
That's right.
And then I would hire people to go, and if somebody was pounding on me, to go and I threaten or don't do that right now. But everybody's got to figure out their way out of the situation. But for right now, teacher, you know, you've heard the saying, hurt people hurt people. I'm sorry you're going through this, but it will not be the first time. Doesn't mean it's any easier, but you can get through it, I promise you. No punching, no leaving class. Go tell the instructor, like Amy said. And thank you for the email, because a lot of parents are going through this right now. All right. That's that. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I saw this video on TikTok and the back of the SUV's opened up and I'm like, something's moving around. And then a bear crawls out of the SUV. And then the video goes into the, and it is destroyed. Yeah. I mean, it is like, it was barely left standing. And we were, Eddie and I were in California the whole last weekend, and Eddie was looking for a bear the whole time.
That's all I wanted, man, to see a bear.
We went hiking one time. He jumped out of his skin. Ah! And then a woman comes around the corner walking. He's like, I thought it was a bear.
She was wearing a dark shirt. So, yeah,
did it was you have bear spray?
No.
No.
What if y'all encountered one?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Well, we talked about it, and he was like, what do we do? We're supposed to go, like, run to it and lift our arms up. Be like, I'm like, no. That's if the bear is literally going to attack you. I said, what we would do is we'd slowly back away and just walk and get away from the bear.
That's not what you said. You said you would push everyone towards the bear and then run the other way.
That's if the bear started running.
Oh, okay.
I'd shove you toward it because the bear only wants one of us.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. True. You'll get preoccupied with him.
Yes.
You go.
So we have on Vicky, whose SUV the bear was in. And Vicky, are you there?
I am.
So,
hi, guys.
Hey, so wait, where were you when you found out this bear was in your truck?
I was in bed. I was at my cabin in Arnold, California.
And somebody wakes you up and goes, Vicky, somebody or something's in the truck, or they know it was a bear?
We had no idea. So at like 4:30 in the morning, Arnold's dead quiet, by the way. This is like the country. And I heard some honking. So I got up and I looked around and didn't see anything. So I went back to bed. And at 6:30, two of my girlfriends came in panic saying that my car had like taken on a life of its own. Lights were coming on and off. It was honking. So then we went out to the balcony.
I mean, the hazards are on. It's like it's being stolen. Every signal in this truck, SUV, whatever you want to call it, is going off. And so did you leave it open or did the bear pop the back?
Oh, no. I opened that when we were trying to find out what happened. So the doors might have been unlocked, but he or she, it could have been a guy or girl, I don't know, opened the back door with their bear paw.
That's crazy. He opened the door. The bear opened the door. So the bear gets in. And guys, I wish I could explain to you what it looks like. But it's like the bear went in and ripped all the stuff from the top of the car. And there's metal hanging
everything.
Down. Every.
Oh, my gosh.
So then what
nothing
do you
left.
After the bear runs into the woods, then what do you do?
I was so stunned I couldn't even move. I just stood there. So I was up on the balcony of my house and my two girlfriends run down. They open the doors and I see like little pieces of garbage fall out. And that's where I say what I say in the video. But I had no idea that that was my car coming apart. I was not ready.
Yeah. And it
like,
looks
not ready.
It looks like the car shouldn't. It's metal, guys. Yeah. I mean, this is how strong these bears are. So did the car drive fine? Did somebody come and tow it out of there? What happened?
No, you couldn't drive it. The whole dash is ripped out.
Oh, wow.
So we had to call a tow truck driver. This is a very bougie bear. I mean, he wanted a Range Rover and he tried to drive it.
So what was in the Range Rover food or smell-wise that made him get into it?
Altoids.
Are you here? Seriously?
What? Mints?
I mean, that is the only thing that was in there, and he didn't even touch him. Didn't even look at him.
Like you left a half rack of ribs and chilies or something in there.
Not a thing. I don't have little kids. We didn't eat in the car. There was nothing in there for it to get.
What did insurance say when you called and told them?
They could not believe it. They were just laughing and stunned. But it's covered, which is great.
Yeah, it's a bizarre situation. And I guess I thought that the back was... So somebody had to go and actually open the back while the bear was in there?
So we literally stood on that second balcony, like stunned for about 7 to 10 minutes, wondering what was in the car. I mean, part of me thought maybe a tweaker.
Yeah.
Terrible. So I had no idea what was in the car. And I said, oh, I'll pop the hatch. And then we put on the TV or the telephone camera. And still nothing happened. It sat in there. It didn't realize that the hatch was open. So that's when my friend, who's a horse girl and very brave, moved the truck behind it to get its attention.
I feel like if I were going to have to go and open the hatch, if I knew a bear was in there, I would open it like I would light a firecracker. Like you run down, you light it, then you run as soon as possible so you don't get blown up. But that's a crazy story. So has this, are you, like, are people calling you? Have the news run this clip? Like, what's happened with this clip since you posted it?
It went viral. I mean, it's got like over 2 million views, but no, nobody's called me. I actually had a California wolf spider land on me the next day, and that video got the Ring's attention, and they want an interview, which is funny, or on TV.
The Ring? What's that?
You know, the Ring cameras.
Oh, the cameras.
Oh, wow. So if weird stuff happens to you on a Ring cam, that's how you can make money.
Oh, so I need to get a Ring
cam. Do a Ring cam and set up some weird stuff that happened to you on a Ring cam. Yeah. Well, Vicky, we really appreciate you calling and sharing your story with us. And
thank you, guys. That's very weird.
That's really weird. And we'll link it on our page so people can see it. But the bear's in the truck. And the bear probably did open the door handle. It's not this bear's first rodeo.
No.
And he likes luxury cars. Yeah. Well, Vicky, thank you. Hope you have an awesome day. And we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Okay, thanks. All right, bye-bye.
Here's the thing, guys. I don't know why I say it. We'll talk to you soon. I'll probably never talk to her again my whole
good
life.
Point.
But I just am used to saying that on with people on the phone, like interviews and stuff. Like, all right, talk to you soon. And that felt like an interview more than it did a caller that was calling in. All right, talk to you soon. The narrator, they never spoke again. But that was awesome. Great story.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Terrence Sessions was gassing up his car when he looked and he saw a wallet laying in the middle of the road. And he was like, man, I got to get that wallet. You know, gas is expensive. So he goes out there, plays a real life Frogger. Woo, woo, dodging cars. Woo.
For those who don't know what Frogger is, it's an old, old game. It's like an Atari game where you're like, boink, boink, dodging cars coming through. Like, jump up, jump back.
Know.
Yeah.
You don't know what Frog.
It's an arcade game. It was like in every
Pizza
Hut.
Well, she's also not a little boy.
Okay.
Not that all little boys, but I think most. Yeah. So it's probably an age and a boy thing. Go ahead.
So he finds the wallet and he finds an ID in it. And he had his daughter in the car. So he's like, what should I do with it? Should I just go turn it into the gas station? Should I just leave it, you know, just toss it in the trash? So nope. He put the wallet in his pocket. After he got done gassing up his car, he drove to the house. And it was a nurse that had dropped her wallet.
Mm.
Boom. So he was teaching his daughter something really nice. Like, hey, when you find something, you return it.
Awesome. See the story about the woman who found all the money in the KFC sandwich?
No.
The box?
Don't tell me more.
Well, it turns out that was like their deposit. They put it in they gave her the wrong box. She took it back.
Wait. Why would you put money in a chicken box?
Well, what I think happens is you put it in a zipper thing. And then you probably put in a box of some. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't work at KFC.
Why would there be money in the chicken box?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So they disguise it when they carry it out. It looks like they just have a bucket of chicken.
Oh, good call.
So I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know if it's a bucket. I think it's a box.
Okay,
but still,
question,
same thing. They handed her the box to the window.
Question. If I keep that money, am I in trouble?
They probably never know.
Exactly.
No, not exactly, but I'm saying that was the great thing about it. She took it back.
What do you mean? You'd be on camera getting that bucket.
Yeah.
Box.
Whatever.
You'd be in trouble with your heart.
But how would they know which one it was?
Exactly.
They know it's like one of 10.
Well,
I'm not on your team. I'm just saying it's not as, they'd probably never know. And that's why I think it was great that she gave it back.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
I told you.
No. So both are good stories.
Yeah, but Terrence did that to teach his daughter, you know, hey, be responsible and turn things in.
There you go. And she did this to teach people who got chicken. Turn money in.
Did they give her a reward?
I don't think so. Maybe they gave her a chicken coupon.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
That would be nice. I don't know if that's true, though. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, Morgan, a lot of listeners said they wanted to hear your story about you catching the person stealing your mail or trying to steal your mail. What happened?
Yeah, so I was at work, and I got a notification for my Ring doorbell camera. And I pull it up, and I look, and there's this orange Nissan Altima sitting in my driveway. Never seen that car in my life.
That's a bold car to be stealing. An orange Altima?
Yes.
Like, get a white one. Okay.
And I was shocked. I was like, maybe they're turning around. No, they're sitting there for several minutes. And then finally, my notification goes off again. And the passenger gets out of their car, goes to my mailbox, opens it up, looks for anything, and then closes it, runs back to the car, and they drive away.
So there was nothing in there, luckily?
Thank goodness nothing was in there, yeah.
So what do you do?
I filed a police report. And, I mean, I'm hoping they find him. It's an orange car. There's not a lot of orange cars out there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, get an automobile that is
more
easily. Yeah. So a couple things. One, what people do, some people do that want to steal your identity, if they get into your mail and they can find anything with your social or part social address, that stuff's in your mail. So what they do is they try to steal your mail. Then they can have at least one or two data points to try to steal your identity. That's thing one. Thing two is they may just be trying to steal stuff. Like a porch pirate, but without the guts to go all the way up on the porch.
Yeah.
But not as good as stuff in the mail. Maybe a check or something. But yeah, I'm glad you caught them. So what do the cops say, or what did they say when you called it?
They haven't said anything. And I did talk to my mailman about it happening. He was like, you can put up one of those locked mailboxes that they can't get into. And I did, because I hadn't done this before. I changed all of my statements over to electronic. So now they really can't get a hold of anything. It'll just be like junk mail in there.
That's the number one thing they advise people to do. If you can make it electronic, do, because it's hard for people to get that information if it's on the internet, especially people that are just driving around looking at mailboxes. But I'm glad you made that call, because they're not just doing this to you.
No,
this is somebody
people.
In the neighborhood or somebody in town that's going to mailboxes trying to steal mail for one reason or the other. That's also very scary. They do it in the daytime, I guess, when everybody's at work.
Yeah, I guess they thought I wasn't there, but I just can't get over that it was an orange car. Like, they can find you very easily with an orange car.
Yeah, it'd be like somebody, you know, in a Chick-fil-A van. You'd be like, bro, you're driving the loudest vehicle that there is. Speaking of money, here's a story, because it does kind of give us an idea of what happens if this happens. And the whole story is, if somebody put extra money in Lunchbox's account, what would he do? He'd spend it. And he did spend it. Who that happened to here?
Me.
It was you.
Yeah, I went to the ATM and it accidentally said you had $450 extra dollars. Like, okay. So I bought a plane ticket to Vegas.
Right. And and eventually the bank came back and said,
you owe us this money. But yeah. I was trying to tell them, money gone. Sorry.
But they said,
We're taking that money from you.
And so many times there's a story about somebody gets paid too much and Lunchbox is like, no, they should have to pay. Run. I'd move. I'd get an island. We're like, bro, it's $1,000. I'd still get an island. So here you go. Google accidentally paid a guy $250,000 3 weeks ago. It wasn't his money. And so he gets on Twitter and is like, hey, guys, I got this money. Google, please take it back. No one will answer. I can't get in touch with anybody. His name is Sam Curry. He's a staff security engineer in Omaha, Nebraska. So he says, it's been a little over 3 weeks since Google randomly sent me $249,999, and I still have not heard anything back. He said, I sent a support ticket. And then he tagged Google. Is there anything we can do? So he's like, it's okay if you don't want it back, but I'm just putting it out there. And so Google finally confirmed it had accidentally paid the guy the $249,999. It was human error, and they were going to retrieve the payment, which is what he wanted. So then an attorney jumped in on this, because this is often...
Yes. An attorney is going to agree with me and be like, dude, you could have kept that money. Let's go.
So Peter Emlis with Vista Criminal Law, this is what he said. It's illegal to knowingly keep money that was accidentally deposited into your account. Spending that money is considered a form of theft, which could result in misdemeanor charges if the deposit is under $950, or felony charges for a larger amount. So that is it's a crime. If you know and it was an accident, that is a crime. No, shake your head. It is. It's literally the law.
You don't know that was an accident. You assume they tried to pay you that. Like, you're good at your job. Cool. Thanks, man.
You don't assume that if you've never once had a check like that ever and it shows up randomly. You don't assume that. There's another story. Honda is asking for cash back from employees after they overpaid bonuses.
Oh, no.
See,
a company's employing thousands of people in Central Ohio, and they've had to go by those people and be like, hey, can I need our money back? That stinks. Employees say returning the money will be hard for the families, but an attorney not involved with the case says that Honda's properly going about collecting the overpayments. According to the memo, the employee owed just shy of 8% of his bonus payment back. And they go on to say the same thing. Under the Fair Labor Standards Act, overpayments of bonuses or wages can be recouped by the employer. That stinks, though. You get a bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And you're like, wow. Especially if they didn't tell you how much it was, then you just see it and you think that's your whole bonus. Now, that's a little...
Exactly.
It's a little different story,
this is going to create a bad work environment. Everybody's going to be mad.
That's from NBC4. Two stories, which may be hard to believe. Number one, scientists claim we'll find aliens within 25 years. That's our lifetime. That's it. That's our lifetime. A government scientist said that we'll be able to find alien life outside of our solar system within 25 years. But current technology, such as the James Webb Space Telescope, one of our most powerful, is not powerful enough to locate it yet. So it's an astrophysicist, all these fancy titles. And he's like, yeah, we'll find it next 25 years. All the stuff that's been leaked out. And even the people that are going, we can't tell you everything, because if we did, this place would go bananas. There's just so much of that. Where there's a whole lot of smoke, there's something burning. I'm not going to go straight smoke fire, but I'm going to say where there's a whole lot of smoke, There's something burning. So that's the first wild story. The second one is actually from this show because we are going to Las Vegas this weekend for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. And it's also, it's a big weekend for Lunchbox because he loves Vegas and he loves trying to act like a big deal in Vegas.
Yes.
He likes to tell people who he is. Like, so here's his new idea. Go ahead.
I want to hire bodyguards for this weekend in Las Vegas.
Do you think you're in danger?
No, I don't think I'm in danger. I think it's a status symbol that people will be like, when you see people with bodyguards, you're like, oh, who is that? Who is that? So if even they don't know who I am, they're going to start asking questions like, hey, do you know who that is? Like, and they're going to try to take pictures and be like posting online. Hey, who is this guy with bodyguards? Let's just picture this. I'm sitting at a blackjack table,
okay,
right?
Hold on. We're picturing it, everybody.
Okay.
Get your pictures ready.
Okay.
And I got chips stacked in front of me.
But in chips, though, it's not like hundreds of thousands. It's like $80.
Right.
Okay.
And I have a couple drinks there. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there and there's two bodyguards just standing behind me, just like, boom. Everybody is going to be like, man, who's that playing blackjack? Who is that?
So your dream is just for people to take pictures of you and not know who you are.
Well, they're going to send to their friends like, oh my gosh, I saw this celebrity had two bodyguards. It's a status thing. And I think it just gets me even more to a bigger level. Like when you're in Vegas and you have bodyguards, people take notice.
But how would that get you to a bigger level? Like
more people start following me, more people.
They don't know who you are.
They're going to ask. They're gonna ask their friends, hey, I got a picture of this person.
Now, do you want to pay for this or do you want the company to pay for
it?
I
was thinking the company would pay for it.
Okay, here you go. Per day for a full-time bodyguard per day is around $1,000 a day.
That's perfect.
So $2,000 a day for two bodyguards for 3 days, you're looking at $6,000. And you want the company to pay for that?
Yeah.
0% chance.
But don't you think it would be...
We're lucky we're not staying in Reno and driving down to Vegas.
Don't you think it would be awesome, though, if I had bodyguards everywhere I went?
No, you don't need them, and it would be stupid. and it's also not a status symbol thing.
Oh, yeah, right.
Why not just get nice clothes?
Well, I can do that, too, but no, everybody has nice clothes in Vegas. A lot of people have nice clothes in Vegas. You have people in cutoff tees and then people in suits. I mean, that doesn't do anything. Bodyguards sends a message.
It does send a message, but I don't think it's for you. I think it's kind of, we'll say D-E. It's early in the morning. We'll call it D-E. I think it's D-E. Yeah.
Like
Rise of the Mushi.
Oh, yeah. I just thought, man, I thought about it and I was like, man, that'd be so cool to have bodyguards around me.
I told the story on my sports podcast, 25 Whistles, a couple weeks ago. But Kayla and I were at dinner during our vacation and all these bodyguards come in, like four of them, big dudes.
Yeah.
And they're all wearing Nike Air shirts. Or they're wearing all black, but Nike Air on the back. And Caitlin's like, somebody's here. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, there are four bodyguards that walked in, and one of them was talking to the manager. And so we're right next to them. And the manager is like, no, we can't do that. What the bodyguard had asked was for them to clear the restaurant completely.
See?
To
my
get
goodness.
Everybody out of the restaurant because this person coming in wanted the restaurant to themselves. And the manager's like, no, I'm not doing that. And so the bodyguard walks off, and then Caitlin sees who it is. And she's like, do not turn around. Do not turn around. I was, the first, you don't tell somebody who wants to turn around, don't turn around, because then I want to really turn around. And so then apparently the bodyguard asked, okay, well, then we need everybody to put their phones away. There are only like four people in this restaurant, by the way. It's late. It's like, no phones. No phones at all. And so they were like, no, we're good. And so he said, well, our person can't eat here then. And so they're like, okay, cool. And I think they were a little surprised by that. And so it was Drake. And then Drake walked
What? See, that's what I'm talking about. Notice the bodyguards. You said.
They didn't do anything for him. They literally didn't take anybody out. They didn't take anybody's cell phone. And what they did, they're like, hey, we can get you a table. We'll put it right down because we're at this restaurant near the beach. 20 feet away, they put a table on the beach that they would have done for anybody if they would have asked, even if we'd asked. And Drake sat down there with his girlfriend or girl and ate dinner. But he wanted to be seen. Like, he went parading through the rest. It was a whole thing.
And wait, but I thought he didn't want to be seen.
No, that's that was the whole point.
He sent bodyguards in. My opinion is he sent bodyguards in to be like, okay, we need to get everybody out of here. We'd be like, why? And then we all had to get kicked out. And then, or put your phones away. Why? And then we tweet. Drake made us put our phone away. But they didn't allow any of that. And then Drake didn't get to eat in the restaurant. And he went down to the, 30 feet away at the beach.
Wow.
And that is cool.
And he walked by and he was like, yeah, it's funny. Caleb's like, don't turn around. And he walked right by our table and that's it. And then he walked and he was like, man, baby, on my everything.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. But in my mind, he was saying that as he was going by.
Yeah.
But he had bodyguards, so he probably pays them and probably needs them.
You proved my point for me. The bodyguards walked in and
your wife
immediately goes, there's someone here.
Yeah, but she wasn't impressed. She was like, why are they doing this? They're trying to kick people out. Like,
man.
Like, It's cool, fans of Drake, but we're not going to go up and, hey, what are you eating there, Drake?
Right.
So if you want to pay for it, go for it. But I don't think you want to pay for it.
No, I was hoping the company would.
Yeah, there's 0% chance of that. We'll find aliens before the company does that, in case anybody's wondering. On the phone, Carol, who lives in Massachusetts. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
How are you? What can I do for you?
So we saw Jason Aldean in Mansfield, Massachusetts over the weekend. And he's touring with Travis Tritt. So I was wondering, because you're so close to Jason Aldean, why you don't ask him what's going on with Travis Tritt?
Well, here's the thing about Travis Tritt. He blocked me on Twitter. There's rarely a nice word said about him as a person, but I love Travis Tritt's music, and I just kind of, I'm good where I am. I have a good separation. I can still enjoy his music. I ain't trying to force anything. I don't need to be everybody's friend. And if I ever just want to slam some awesome 90s, what do I want to do? Take it easy, take it easy. I want to do It's a Great Day to Be Alive. And if all he did was block me on Twitter and say a couple things, all good. If he punches me in the face because I tried to, then I can't even listen to his music
anymore.
Yeah,
that's different.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're good. I'm good. Yeah, I don't want to hit up Jason and be like, yo, dude, can you make me and Travis friends?
Yeah.
But I that's a great question, Carol. But I'm pretty good where I am because I still want to enjoy Travis Tritt's music because I do a whole lot.
Yeah, he was really good, but we didn't know he was opening. We thought it was Tracy Lawrence. So we were like, oh no, we're going to be betraying Bobby Bones if we go see him because he's not being nice to him.
It's okay.
So we were like, oh no.
I enjoy Travis Tritt's music. Now, Tracy Lawrence, now that's my dude.
Yeah.
I love Tracy Lawrence as a person, his music. Eddie and I opened for Tracy Lawrence once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love Tracy Lawrence. Gives back every Thanksgiving. Does a humongous turkey fry. Like, that's the guy right there. Hey, more Tracy Lawrences. And we'll just leave it there.
Yeah, we'll just leave it there.
All right, Carol. Thank you very much. Hope you have an awesome day.
Sure. You too. Thanks.
All right. Bye bye. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, have you been wearing white even though it's after Labor Day?
I thought that rule was dead like 1989.
I know, but some people still hold on to it. So this is your friendly reminder that you can ignore that outdated fashion rule. Other things to ignore, jeans with a jean jacket is cool now. So
yeah,
denim
Canadian
on denim.
Tuxedo.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Rocket soldiers. Yeah.
Your shoes, your belt, your socks, they don't all have to match.
Thank God I'm colorblind.
Colors.
It doesn't.
Socks and sandals are more acceptable now.
Of course they are. Because it's comfortable. Here's the two things that are happening right now in fashion. Number one, they're making clothes more sustainable, meaning it's cool to care about the environment. They're not making a, they still are, but they're making an effort. These companies are making an effort to not make clothes that are really expensive. You can only wear once or twice because that's what happens with a lot of people. So they're making clothes that are more generic and base so you can wear them over and over again without feeling like, oh, and you shouldn't feel that way. Wear them all you want. But some people don't want to wear them over and over again. And so, because I have social media for the most part, but they're making clothes more sustainable. The second thing that's happening is I'm still colorblind. So when I get dressed and I don't have help, I break a lot of these rules accidentally. Yes.
One final thing to bring up is no hats indoors. People don't care about that rule anymore.
Yeah, I haven't cared since sixth grade. That's when they told me.
Exactly.
It's more so like our grandparents' generation. So that one's starting to fade and you can wear a hat anytime.
Starting to fade?
Well, some people still, out of respect, take their hat off when they walk inside.
Hey, Ray, what's the date of this pile? September 21st, 2004? Just making sure. I feel like a lot of these rules have been dead for a long time. Okay, good.
Yeah, like I don't take my hat off anywhere.
Ray was so confused. He was like, I don't know what I'm
supposed
to do
here. I know. I was like, what's happening?
Just making sure what year this was.
Okay, yeah, no, it's 2021.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's 2022.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
that's why it's outdated.
Oh. She's reading the one from last year?
Time is flying.
Okay.
All right. So last year, a bunch of Yeti coolers, and when I say a bunch, like 109 containers worth, they were on a cargo ship shipping over, and they fell off the cargo ship near Washington's Olympic Peninsula, and now they are finally washing up to shore in Alaska.
How cool would it be if you get like four coolers that floated up on the beach where you live?
Yeah, oh, amazing. They're expensive.
Oh, Yetis, yeah. They're not cheap.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I should be like, oh, the environment. And I am, but it was only 100.
No, 109 containers.
No containers, dude.
Oh, I thought it was 109. No. I thought that's a container.
No.
Oh, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
Wow. You know what? I do feel kind of sad for the environment, but I feel even better for the people that got those free Yetis.
Mm-hmm.
That's so pretty cool. Wow.
Yeah, and guess what? All the Yeti coolers were in excellent condition.
So I bet.
This is actually kind of good advertising for all the money they probably lost from
okay.
that. All right, so I'm going to play you a little Zach Bryan.
To you, I'm just a man. To me, you're all I am. Where the hell am I?
He had a show in Raleigh, North Carolina, and a college student tried to buy tickets to it, but she got scammed out of $600. Well, Zach saw the post about it on TikTok and then left tickets for her at Will Call, which I thought was a really sweet thing to do. I love when artists are paying attention to their people.
Yeah, that's good. And he's a big TikTok guy. I mean, we've been big Zach Bryan fans at our house for probably a year or so now. I like him. He puts out a lot of sad songs. I love sad songs.
Yeah.
You do.
I love every time house. I play one of his songs here, I'm like, check this one out. I'm sad.
Yeah.
All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So there's a sheriff's office in North Carolina, and they get a call late at night saying, hey, we're missing our family member. And so she was an older woman. She was described as having a cognitive disorder, and that she just walked away from the family home in the middle of the night. They couldn't find her, straight up. So the deputy, Kevin Dean, he got there with his dog, whose name is Rokey, and it was pouring down rain. And so it's just crazy what these dogs can do. They let the dog sniff some of her stuff, some of her clothes. 40 minutes, and the dog found the older lady in the woods.
Wow. Amazing.
The fact that they can smell that, like, that strong, or they can do anything. My dog doesn't do anything.
Mm-mm.
Like, he lays.
Scratches.
He runs. He's got about 7 minutes of energy a day, but he doesn't do anything with That's precision.
Not, well, he has a New York bestseller, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's totally changed since that book came
right.
out, too, you know?
He's an author.
The guy's changed completely. The woman was returned by her grateful to her grateful family, and they announced on social media, and they were like, hey, shout out Rokey, shout out Kevin Dean. They found her. You also know that's scary for the family. She just goes missing into the woods. So shout out to Rokey. That's pretty cool. He deserves an extra sausage today.
Yeah,
about
a little pepperoni.
You know what? So do I. I'll be honest with
Wait,
you.
Why you?
Just because I feel like an extra sausage
okay.
today. Yeah, I think we all need one. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.